Welcome in to Jags on the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars wrapped up the week of work ahead of the Chicago Bears game in Week 6 on Friday. And the real story is the health of the team. Dante Fowler Jr. was back in the field. He had a little illness yesterday, but that's good news moving forward. Tashaun Gibson is back. That's the bigger news. The free safety off the injury report. He's expected to go Sunday. And all the tight ends, for the most part, are back, including Julius Thomas, who missed the game a couple of weeks ago in London against the Indianapolis Colts with an elbow injury. All right, guys, let's get to it. An important stretch for the Jaguars here, the second quarter of the season. Three of these next four, though, are on the road, John.
Well, it's a tough spot because they haven't played well on the road, but you got to win. I mean, when you start off 0-3 and you're 1-3 with a bunch of games having been at home, it puts you over a barrel, puts your season in jeopardy. It's winnable. They're playing well enough to do it. But at some point, if you're going to be this ascending team we're all talking about, ascend, win.
I'm not sure I can add anything from a football perspective, but, you know, from a business perspective, not every game is sold out the rest of the way, right? And you want to sell tickets, and you'd like to get people in the stands. And if you come home 1-4, you got the Raiders next week, that's an uphill battle. You need to win some games to get your fans back behind your team.
Pretty important stretch coming up.
Yeah, and if they do well in that stretch, they can be right back in the race again in the AFC South. We'll get to that coming up. But the quarterback is a big key to this, and we've talked it to death. But as well as quarterback number 5, Blake Bortles, plays, that's how this Jaguars team is going to go.
Well, you know, John, and I defer to you on most quarterback matters, this team is doing a lot of things well. Mm-hmm. They're playing defense at a high level. They're running the ball. The offensive line is playing pretty well, no matter what anyone thinks. You're healthy. I mean, the only thing you can point to, really, is can the quarterback step his game up and be more than he has been the first month?
Well, after a long time, the roster is finally at a point where it's back to NFL level with a bunch of guys who can play. And when that happens, it becomes about the quarterback. And I think in the first 3 games, way too many turnovers. Can he take Indianapolis and turn it into a winning formula, something that he can build on going forward? You would think he can, but that's got to happen. As crucial as the next 4 games are for the team, equally, if not more crucial, for Blake Bortles.
And if it's going to happen, it's going to have to happen because the running game gets him started.
Right, and that would keep the Jaguars alive in the AFC South. It's a division that is very tight. Texans lead the way 3-2. There is a division game with them this week. Everybody else is in the mix. You got to go win the thing.
Well, once again, it's all right there. And to me, this has the feel of last year when a lot of times on Fridays we were sitting in here saying, oh boy, this is a game that they can get back in it. All they got to do is win this. Well, again, at some point you got to stop saying that. You got to win it. You got to get back in this race. It's there for the taking. They have the formula. They have the defense to do it. Now it's about going and doing it.
If the next couple of weeks go well, right, they can be in the driver's seat. If we're still saying if in November, they've missed their opportunity.
Agreed.
Yeah, there you have it.
What about that? I agree with you. Good job.
A truce between these two. The Jags and the Bears coming up in Week 6, and that's it for Jags and the Roundtable.